My name is John Erling, and this is January 27th, 2010. Stephen, if you'll state your full name, date of birth, and present age.
Stephen Jones, July 1, 1940, and I'm 69 years old.
Where were you born?
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Your mother's maiden name, and where was
sure.
she?
Sure. I was an only child. My mother's maiden name was William. She was from East Tennessee, Elizabethan. And her name was Gladys Ann Williams, and my father's name was Leslie Winford Jones. He was a native of Houston. They met in Louisiana when the oil play was down there and married in about 1936, 37, and I was born in 1940.
How did the family make it to Oklahoma?
Well, they didn't, except later when they retired. My father was in the war. They moved to Houston. He worked for Reed Roller Bit. He enlisted and was in the Army Air Corps. My mother worked during the war. I stayed with my grandparents on the north side of Houston. I grew up in Houston. I lived about 2.5 years in Tyler, Texas. I think Tyler had an impact on me, a favorable impact. And then when we moved back to Houston, we actually lived in a suburb, Bel Air, which was a hotbed of Republican activism, so I got interested in politics. But after the war, the state of Texas, which was then probably sixth in population, had an enormous economic boom. The temperature was right. Labor unions were weak. The state had had this dominant role in defense industry. And the population took off. And with it, the economy of the state and a lot of school teachers that were trained in Oklahoma moved to Texas as the new schools were built. A woman by the name of Molly Martin, who entered Central State when she was 16 and graduated when she was 19, she was the debate coach at Purcell, Oklahoma. She applied for one of the positions at a new high school in Houston, the first high school built since the war, Bel Air. The principal, Harlan Andrews, who was a giant of a man, in fact, two of his brothers were Hollywood movie stars. He employed Molly, and the school opened in September 55. I was in the freshman class, and I enrolled in her speech class, and it changed my life. I became a high school debater, was pretty good at it. And Molly, because Oklahoma had been a hotbed of high school debate, speech, and forensic activities, would bring us up to Oklahoma for tournaments. And we went to Muskogee in the fall of 1956, and I just really liked Oklahoma. And I think Muskogee had that effect. And then when I was a senior in high school, my history teacher, a man named Jim McBride, gave me a book to read called Lanterns on the Levee by William Alexander Percy, who was a poet from Mississippi. His father had served briefly in the United States Senate. That book had an enormous impact on me, and I thought, that's the type of life I want to lead. I want to live that life. So I went to OU as a freshman, went back to University of Texas, and I really missed Oklahoma, and I had encouragement to move up here, so I came here in summer of 63. I went to work for Richard Nixon in his private office. So I moved to New York. I moved to Washington for 3.5 years, and of course I was in Denver during the bombing trial. Other than that, I've been in Oklahoma. I love it. Oklahoma's been very good to me.
Your law degree is from?
OU.